Last year, when research company and Glacier Media studied the perceptions of British Columbians on distracted driving, it seemed that things were going in the right direction. Fewer than half of the province's residents, 46%, told us that they had witnessed a driver texting or talking on a handheld cell phone while driving over the preceding 4 weeks, a 9-point reduction from our original survey in 2020, 55%. What a difference a year makes. In this case, not a very positive one. In our latest survey, 62% of British Columbians report seeing a driver talking on a handheld cell phone or texting while driving in the past month, up 16 points since 2022. What appeared to be a downward trend has summarily stopped. There is a region that appears to be clearly ahead of all when it comes to this banned practice. More than 4 in 5 residents of the Fraser Valley, 82%, saw a distracted driver in the past 4 weeks. No other area of British Columbia comes close, but majorities of respondents in northern BC, 66%, Vancouver Island, 63%, southern BC, 59%, and Metro Vancouver, 57%, also saw drivers rely on their handheld cell phones when they were supposed to be focusing exclusively on the road. Over the past 5 years, more than 140,000 tickets have been issued by police forces across British Columbia for distracted driving. This, in a province that has had a law in the books since 2010. Almost 3 in 10 fatal crashes in the province are related to drivers who were using their smartphones, playing music inside the car too loudly, smoking, vaping, reading or eating. A first-time infraction for distracted driving would result in a total fine of $582, which includes a $368 ticket and 4 penalty points, equivalent to $214, in a driver's insurance penalty point premium. While this might seem like a significant sum, and a deterrent for those who are aching to figure out why their smartphone beeped, British Columbians are not entirely convinced. We continue to see a majority of the province's residents, 54%, down 2 points, thinking that the current guidelines to punish distracted drivers are correct. However, almost 3 in 10, 29%, up 5 points, believe the current fines are too low, and 12%, down 3 points, consider them too high. Support for higher fines is particularly popular with residents of Vancouver Island and Southern BC, 36% and 35% respectively, as well as among British Columbians aged 55 and over, 36%. Public backing for the 3 alternative penalties we have asked about since 2020 is up markedly. More than half of British Columbians, 56%, up 4 points, would consent to suspending drivers caught emailing, texting, or using an electronic device in British Columbia for a year, a proportion that includes 59% of those in Metro Vancouver. More than 3 in 5 British Columbians, 62%, up 7 points, would agree to double the first-time fine for distracted drivers to $1,240. A 4-digit ticket is welcomed by 68% of BC New Democratic Party, NDP, voters in 2020, as well as 60% of those who cast ballots for the then BC Liberals or the BC Green Party in the last provincial election. The most popular measure continues to be seizing the electronic devices of repeat offenders. Just over 2/3 of British Columbians, 67%, up 3 points, think this would be the correct decision. This is a tool that sees a dramatic age gap. Support for its implementation is highest among British Columbians aged 55 and over, 79%, and drops among those aged 35 to 54, 60%, and those aged 18 to 34, 54%. In 2022, we had some hope about the possible eradication of distracted driving in British Columbia. This year, it is clear that the banned practice has not disappeared from our roads. More residents are noticing this problem now than in years past. At the same time, the appetite for tougher action to finally stop those who are not following the law has never been higher, and this includes most supporters of all 3 major provincial political parties. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from June 10 to June 12, 2023, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in British Columbia. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.